And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Today's theme is heroes and villains. Each of my guests is discussing how society views a hero or a villain, whether it's today or in the past. My next guest is a space exploration aficionado with one of the largest collections of space memorabilia in private hands. Today happens to be the 42nd anniversary of Apollo 11's moon landing. We're going to discuss America's journey to the moon and space exploration with him. And as always, if you've got a question or you'd like to talk to my guest, you can call us at 639-0008. Now, many of my regular listeners know Ken Wine for his insightful and profitable financial advice. However, most of you don't know that he is a lifelong enthusiast of space. He and his wife have one of the largest private collections of U.S., Russian, and Soviet space exploration artifacts today. As Ken has a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of San Diego. He's got his master's in finance from the University of San Francisco. Of course, he lives up in the Bay Area. Welcome to the show, Ken. How are you today?
Hey, Billy, I'm doing great, and thank you for remembering the anniversary. I personally think it should be a national holiday. You know, 2,000 years from now, it might be the only thing that this country's best remembered for, and we hardly even give it a blink.
Well, it is one of our the days of one of our greatest national prides. There's no question about it. The statement, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," ranks among one of the most prolific and certainly one of the most often quoted quotes in world literature history. It's 42 years after the landing on the moon, and what does the significance of the moon landing mean for not only the United States, but for space exploration and for science as well?
Well, you know, that is, it depends on how much time you have on the show, because it depends if you want to look at it strictly from a cost-benefit standpoint, or do you want to look at it as a national identity standpoint? Let me take it a couple of ways. And also remember, too, when we talk about the U.S. space program, we can't forget that California played a major role and continues to play a role in space exploration. We often think of Texas and Florida, but hey, guess what? Most of the spacecraft are made here. In fact, Vandenberg Air Force Base constantly launches new satellites and certainly some top-secret things up into space. So it's not some far-distant thing. It happens here, and it produces jobs here. You know, when I've had the privilege of getting to meet a lot of the Apollo astronauts, and they've probably been asked the same question 10,000 times, but when I asked them, what do they think the meaning of this? They actually believe that the pictures that we took of the Earth from the moon had more bearing than just landing on the moon. We began to realize just how special this planet is and has really how far away everything else is. The technology that came from it, it's interesting when you think about the lightness of things, when you think about the fire retardants of things or how we now process foods. A lot of this directly has its genesis from the space program. So I'd venture to say that pretty much every day we use or do something that somehow, some way came from space exploration.
Well, without a doubt. And it's kind of interesting. I want to tie together two things that are of particular interest in your life, investing and space exploration. You know, today is the anniversary of the moon landing. And coincidentally, Apple hit an all-time high on the NASDAQ intraday. Mm-hmm. Now, the Apple iPad, I find is interesting, has more computing power, and it's smaller, it's lighter, it's brighter, than the computers on the Lunar Excursion Module, sometimes known as the LEM. So in what ways does Apple and the other computer companies, maybe besides IBM, owe a debt of gratitude to the Apollo program for advancing the use of computers?
Well, it's really a good question, because for those of us who know Bay Area history, when we were in the space race with the Soviets, which, by the way, it's funny we mentioned Soviets, because sometimes I have kids and come and visit our exhibits and ask, what a Soviet is? It's like some freaky thing from a different planet. But anyway, you know, there a lot of Silicon Valley were given some very large contracts from, at that point, the infant NASA agency. So I would argue that there was a lot of government research money that poured into Silicon Valley throughout the 1960s and 70s, and you could argue that Apple and pretty much any other company that's a technology-based firm in Silicon Valley, I'll bet if we went back and found, you would find NASA contracts.
Isn't that interesting? My guest is Ken Winans. And Ken, another milestone in the U.S. space program, not necessarily a positive one, that this month was the final mission of the U.S. space shuttle. They're going into retirement now. Mm-hmm. We still have the International Space Station floating around up there, which was, although it says international, it was largely financed by the United States. The International Space Station happens to be older than most of our cars driving on the freeway today. I mean, we dispose of cars after every 4 or 5 years. I believe the space station is now 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
To get up there, Americans now need to catch a ride aboard a Russian rocket just to get to the International Space Station. So I'm going to ask you, as an aficionado of space and everything else, what do you think should be the next step for NASA and the American Space Exploration Program?
Well, you know, we all want to be king for a day on certain topics, and certainly if I was asked in government to run an agency, I'd have to vote for NASA. I think that'd be just a wonderful thing to be involved in. King for a day for me. I find it ironic that we waste so much time discussing NASA's budget. I mean, if you look at what our government spends money on, and I think we would all agree, waste money on, versus NASA's budget, it's not a very big item. I think the last time I looked at it, it was like 0.5%. It was ridiculous what the annual budget is. I think that it's time to let NASA be dovetailed in the Department of Defense. For national security interests, we're going to need to be in space. China has made it very clear they plan to be a space power. Russia continues to be. So I don't think it's if we're in space, it's in what manner. So I think, hey, let the military run it. So that would be one thing. The second thing, you talked about the International Space Station. This is almost a repeat of history. For those of us who remember, there was a space station we had before called Skylab. We basically let it fall out of orbit. We just said, you know what, we don't have the time, we didn't have the shuttle operational, and I believe that probably ISS will have that same fate. This is the first time, and we're kind of in uncharted waters where we kind of have an idea of what the next spacecraft is going to look like, but we're really not sure yet. Personally, I think it's going to be at least a decade before we launch anything else manned-wise out of Cape Kennedy. So I am concerned about $200 billion of hardware floating around in space, and the Russians have already tripled the price for us to fly astronauts to our own space station. So, Billy, we're in a quagmire. We really are, and I think, unfortunately, it's a lot of the way government does things. We haven't thought ahead on this, and I believe that shutting down the shuttle program will end up being short-sighted.
We're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been Ken Winans. Ken, if people are interested in the space exploration side of your life, I know you've got a website. You've also got a foundation. Where can people go on the Internet to learn more about that?
Well, go to the wfoundation.org and learn about our San Francisco Fleet Week exhibit that we have every October. In fact, I'll leave you with this. Billy, you're going to have to come up. We have 5 astronauts. They're going to be at our exhibit.
Wow.
Second weekend of October. Come on up.
Oh, that is a great invitation. And I will look at my schedule.
Including one Apollo astronaut.
Wow. Phenomenal. My guest has been Ken Winans. We've been talking about the 42nd anniversary of landing on the moon. Ken, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Take care, Bill.